China reopens old judicial cases, pressuring people who fled overseas to return. The Chinese Communist Party's judicial authorities are reopening old cases in a sweeping review of past investigations and prosecutions, with officials focusing on allegations of bribery, personal political connections, and lenient sentences, according to insiders within the CCP. The insider spoke on condition of anonymity out of fear of reprisal. The campaign is also extending beyond China's borders. Regime authorities have pressured family members in China to persuade people who have moved overseas to return for questioning. The insider said the effort appears to serve multiple purposes, rooting out long-standing networks of corruption and influence within the judicial system, pursuing assets and suspects who have fled abroad, and potentially generating revenue for cash-strapped local governments. Old cases reopened. An insider familiar with the Chinese judicial system told the Epoch Times that the CCP's disciplinary authorities are examining whether officials involved in past cases had undisclosed personal relationships with defendants or accepted bribes in exchange for favorable treatment. One focus of the review is personal relationships, he said. If someone took money and a case that should have received a heavier sentence ended up with a lighter one, they can now go back and investigate it. If there was a financial relationship or bribery involved, they may trace it back. Cases that were closed years ago can be pulled from the archives and reviewed again, the insider said. The scrutiny can extend beyond the officials who originally handled the cases. Investigators may also examine defendants, people connected to them financially or personally, and other individuals who played a role in influencing how the cases were handled. The practice reflects a broader trend within the CCP of revisiting past misconduct years after a case was considered settled. Families become a pressure point. For people who have moved overseas, the CCP can still reach them through relatives who remain in China. A Liaoning native now living in Japan, surnamed Shi, told the Epoch Times that police from his hometown visited his family 3 times over the past 2 months. Officers asked his father to persuade him to return to China to talk, but did not explain why they wanted him back. Shi said he was not aware of having been involved in any civil or criminal case in China. I asked someone I know to find out what was going on and learned that my name is in the police system, but there was no explanation of why, he said. The police didn't show a summons. How could I dare go back? What if I couldn't leave? A retired official from a procuratorate in Shaanxi province, surnamed Wang, told the Epoch Times that Shi's situation could be connected to an economic investigation involving someone in his circle. It may be that one of his friends got into trouble and he was implicated without knowing why, Wang said. According to Wang, regime authorities investigating old cases may contact the relatives of people who have moved abroad if they believe those individuals have information relevant to the investigation. The investigation does not necessarily stop just because someone involved in a case has moved overseas, he said. At that point, police may go to the person's family and tell them to get him to come back and assist with the investigation. Wang said that under recently tightened internal rules, when investigators uncover new problems in an old case, authorities can be required to pursue those issues and reopen or re-examine the case. Such reviews can expose corruption that was never addressed when the original case was handled, he said. For example, prosecutors may have reduced charges or sought a lighter sentence after receiving improper benefits. Revisiting those decisions years later can expose what Wang described as long-standing judicial interest networks linking officials, lawyers, defendants, and other intermediaries. A political cleanup. The reopening of old cases comes as the CCP continues an expansive campaign against corruption and misconduct in the regime, military, and judiciary. The party's disciplinary authorities have increasingly emphasized the review of past cases and the possibility of holding officials accountable for misconduct that occurred years earlier. Publicly available information shows that at least 15 officials at the bureau level or above in China's judicial and public security systems were investigated between early April and early June, according to a review of official announcements by the Epoch Times. Those targeted included officials from justice departments, prison administrations, political legal committees, and police agencies. A lawyer in Guangxi Province, surnamed Zhou, told the Epoch Times the campaign has both political and financial dimensions. The first purpose of investigating these officials is to carry out political discipline and purges, Zhou said. The second is to confiscate the proceeds of bribery. Some people who have moved abroad may have been participants in the networks under investigation, while others may be witnesses or people who possess information about past cases, he said. Even former judicial officials who have long since left their positions could come under scrutiny if a case they handled years ago is reopened, Zhou said. Another insider familiar with the party's internal workings told the Epoch Times the overseas component of the campaign is also aimed at recovering assets and bringing money back into China. Beyond political and security considerations, the insider said, pursuing people and assets overseas could help the CCP recover illicit funds at a time when the regime at various levels in China is facing growing fiscal pressure. The domestic campaign, meanwhile, serves a broader political purpose. The insider said it includes consolidating the CCP's control, removing rivals, and clearing the way for personnel arrangements ahead of the party's 21st National Congress. Taken together, the insider said, the renewed scrutiny of old judicial cases represents more than an effort to correct past miscarriages of justice. It is also a mechanism through which the party can revisit dormant networks of power and money and extend its reach to people who have already left the country. Ye Zilong contributed to this report.